All right, guys, what I thought we would do today was to reenact the first reading. So anybody paying attention to the first reading? What was the first reading about? Do you remember? You listening? What happened? Who? Let's start with that. Who were the characters in the first reading? Because we need to identify some characters. Yes?
Jesus?
No. First reading. First reading was the Old Testament scripture from Daniel. Who were the characters in the first reading? What's that? Abednego. Is that what you said? Abednego, he was one of what? One of the three? He was one of the three, yes? Yes, and Shadrach, and? Yes, and the third? Meshach, right. So they were the three brothers. So we need three brothers here. Who wants to be the three brothers? Not all of you volunteer at once. All right, why don't you be, we'll call you Abednego, we'll call you Shadrach, and we'll call you Meshach, okay? So from now on, we're just going to call you the three brothers. So the three of you stand together, okay? So you're the three brothers. And who was forcing them to do something? Do you remember? Is anybody who was paying attention? Yes, ma'am. What was happening in that reading? The three brothers came before, yes? The King Nebuchadnezzar. All right, so we'll have Queen Nebuchadnezzar today, if that's okay with you. We'll just take a little poetic license. So if you're a queen, what do you need? What do you need? If you're the queen, what do you need? Does anybody know what she need? Yes. Yes. She would need a crown. Okay, you're the queen. You want to be the queen? All right. So now what do you do as the queen? You say three brothers. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, what do I want you to do? Do you remember? Who we want to help him out? Guys, got a lot of rust on your brains from spring break. Man, what was going on? What happened? What did the king do in the reading? I want you to do what? Yes, sir. Not quite. Close. Yes? Praise the statue. What kind of statue? Yes. Yes. What's that? One more time. A golden statue, right? Do you think Father TJ has a golden statue in his bag?
I don't know.
You don't know. Come on now. Yeah. Of course we do. So, King Nebuchadnezzar says, brothers, bow down to this statue and worship it. Bow down. And so the three brothers say, hold the statue. You're the queen here. You're going to make them do that. What do they do?
Say no.
No, why?
Because we worship our own God.
Because we worship our own God. And how awesome is the God you worship? Better than that, right? Our God is better than that little statue. So the brothers say, no way, Jose. We're not bowing down to some crazy statue because we worship who?
God.
We worship God, who is stronger, more powerful, more awesome than that statue or anything else. So my question, my friends, is do we worship golden statues in our lives? Really? We might not worship golden statues, but do you think we worship other things? Like what other things do you think that we worship as a culture? What do we have? Yes, ma'am? What do we worship? We worship God, that's right. But I'm talking about society. Society is saying, what? God, you can do better than that. That's what our society says. Our society says, you know what? You can have one of these. What is it? It's a car. Pretty awesome, huh? But not just a toy car. It could be a real awesome car, like a Hummer. Or it could be a Porsche. Or a Bugatti Veyron. Right? Oh, you'd be styling if you had one of those. That's what our society says. Do we worship a golden statue? No. But we worship other things. What else do we worship in our society? What's this?
A wallet.
A wallet. What do you put inside a wallet?
Money.
Money. Do we worship money? Hopefully we don't. Hopefully we don't worship money. But our society says the more of this green stuff you have, the more you can buy, the more you can get, the more powerful you can become. So don't worry about that praying stuff, because you can do a lot better than that. You can make money, right? What else does our society worship? I'm going to give you this one here. What's going on this week, starting on Thursday, tomorrow? What's going on? What is it? Yes? Basketball. So the whole country will be crazed with this kind of phenomenon. March Madness! Yeah! Yeah! Now, do we worship basketball? No, we don't worship basketball, but we spend a lot of time on sports. Okay, one of the things that I want to show in this image and what this tells us is that here's the king saying to the three brothers, worship these items, worship this other stuff. But how many times in our lives do we say, you know what? I'm going to choose to go to a sports tournament on the weekend instead of going to church. How many times do we say, you know what? We're really busy this weekend and we're going to spend time with family instead of going to church and worshiping our God. How many times do we say, I've got a lot of homework to do. I'm really tired. I don't have time for church today. How many times do we say, I'm going to go to this dance competition or this dance routine because I don't really want to go to church on Sunday? Does that mean we're worshiping the statue? Yes. What's the punishment that's given to the three brothers because they refused to worship this? Where were they sent? Where were they sent? Yes, ma'am. Where were they sent? In the furnace. And what did it say in the reading about the furnace?
That's two.
That's two. That's right. All right. So what did it say about the furnace? They turned it up seven times. So the king said, I want my strongest men. You pretty strong? You're really strong. I want you to put so much wood in the fire that it's going to get so hot that it's going to be seven times the normal hotness. That's pretty hot, huh? And what did the brothers do? They're like, do I want to go into this fiery furnace or do I want to make God mad? And what did they choose? They said, give me the fire. Why? Because I love my God so much that nothing is going to keep me from loving and worshiping Him. And they go into this fire, and it is so hot, and it's so excruciating. And how do you think the brothers felt?
Hot.
Hot. Very hot. My friends, we have a choice in our lives. Who are we going to worship? Are we going to worship God? Are we going to worship all the things that society and culture tells us to worship? That's a choice. You know, I'm not asking that question out loud. I'm asking you to think about that in your mind. It's called a rhetorical question. Because my friends, our God says, look, if you don't come and worship me above all, you might experience a fiery furnace that's way hotter than the three brothers had to go into. And does anybody know what that place is called? What's it called? What's it called? It's called hell. And the eternal flames are so hot and so crazy. My friends, we don't want to go there, do we?
No.
No, we want to go with our God. We want to be in heaven with Him forever. And the way that we do that is by opening up our hearts and allowing Him to change us. So let's get back to the story now. The three brothers are saying, we love God so much, we would rather be in a fire on earth than a fire for eternity in hell. So we're going to choose option A. We're going to worship God, turn away from the fire. Okay? We're going to go into the furnace. What happened to them? They're in the fire, and the guards are looking in the fire, and they're saying, this is strange. Yes, over here. Who did I not call on over here? You guys have all the answers today. Yes. Yes, ma'am.
They survive.
Why?
Because God is with them.
Okay, God sent who to be with them? Yes.
An angel.
An angel. So what's an angel like? What's an angel like? You want to be the angel? You know what an angel's like? An angel is like a superhero. So these three guys are in the fire and they're burning like, woo, it's getting a little toasty in here. Woo, woo. And then, dun, 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 dun. We have a superhero, an angel. What if you're a superhero? What do you need? You need one of these? Can you wear this? You don't want to put it on. Okay, so we'll pretend like you have it on. It's a mask. You would wear this, a mask. How about this? Can you put this on? What's this? Da 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 da. You don't want to put it on? It's a cape. It's a cape, though. It's a cape. You wear it like a cape. You're a superhero. You're wearing a superhero t-shirt. You want to wear a cape? Okay, well, we'll pretend like he has a cape and a mask on. And then he comes into the fiery furnace. And what else would you need if you're a superhero? How about a weapon to fight bad guys? What is that?
I have a lightsaber.
You have a lightsaber. So what happens in the story is the angel comes in with the brothers and says, I'm here to save you. And how is it described in the story? The angel is in the fiery furnace with the brothers. And what are they doing together? What are they doing together? Yes. What's that? Okay, they're praying. It looks like they're bailando. They're dancing, right? They're dancing in the fire because they're like, you know what? This is not so bad because God is with us. He is rescuing us. He is loving us and He is protecting us from the fire. This story that we hear in the first reading reminds us of God's incredible love for us because He sends us angels to watch over us and protect us when we're scared and afraid and alone and we think, oh my gosh, I'm not going to make it. What does He do? He gives us an angel. Da 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 da. And God says, I will never leave you. I will never abandon you. I will be with you forever. So when you're scared, when you are afraid, call on God's love to protect you and guide you. He will send you an angel. The greatest love that we have is the love of our God, who sent us His Son to conquer sin and death forever. Jesus Christ is the greatest, most powerful superhero that has ever lived. He's here to take away our sins. He's here to watch out for us. He's here to guide us. So my friends, as we get ready to approach our Lord today in the wonderful sacrament of the Mass, we come before our God and ask Him for help to protect us and to guide us and to watch over us, to help set our hearts on fire so that we worship the right things. Let us turn away from golden statues, from the things that distract us and keep us from loving God. And let us open our hearts and our minds and our lives to the compassionate, merciful love of our God. Thank you. Thank you for your help.